Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. An ancient Latin proverb declares that nature abhors a vacuum. Every naturalist comes to learn that nature also loves an exception. Sandpipers are a good example. Coastal beaches bring sandpipers to mind, their flocks either loafing about the upper beach or manically advancing and retreating just ahead of the surf line. Imagine then hearing this solitary call during your hike past some montane stream, lake, or beaver pond. That sure sounds like a sandpiper, but isn't the context all wrong? Here you can trust your ears and not your experience. When the bird flushes and flies away on stiff, shallow wing beats, you'll see that the calling bird was indeed a spotted sandpiper, easily recognized by the dark spots that speckle its pale breast. This bird is sometimes called a teeter-peep, too, because it bobs its tail incessantly. It's an odd bird, for it is the male spotted sandpiper who tends nest and chicks, while the female busily courts other males. That's polyandry, and among birds it's very rare. Unlike its more coastal kin, the spotted sandpiper is right at home in Utah's high alpine habitats, just so long as it has shallow water and meadows in which to search for its invertebrate meals. Maybe the spotted sandpiper is not so exceptional after all. For the upthrust limestones, shales, and other sedimentary rocks that compose many of our mountains were deposited under ancient seas that once inundated Utah. Perhaps the spotted sandpiper is just exceptional for its late arrival to that prehistoric beach party. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.